At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is the VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Here is Adam Burke.
Hello once again, everybody, and thank you for joining me here on this Wednesday, May 17th edition of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. I'm your host, Adam Burke. Happy to be with you for this hump day edition of the show. Going to be short and sweet here today. I got a flight to catch back to Las Vegas. Went to the Blink 182 concert in Cleveland last night with my childhood best friend, more or less lifelong best friend. What a phenomenal show that was. Those guys can still rock out. So got to get to the airport. So we're going to do a quick version here of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe. 5-star reviews, very much appreciated here with the show. Also, make sure you're checking out our other podcasts, Hardwood Handicappers, First Strike, Long Shots, Apple Bombs 2 podcasts, our hockey betting podcast. Also of the Bet the W podcast coming up soon with Danielle Alvari taking a look at the WNBA as that season starts on Friday here. Make sure you head over to VSiN.com and check out Danielle's season preview for the upcoming campaign, as well as the futures odds, some win total bets, some things she's looking for from those teams as we get into the WNBA season. Not a whole lot of macro stuff to get to. I'm just going to spend most of my time here today talking about the Wednesday card. We do have some day games. We got a lot of interleague games, some getaway day games, all kinds of different betting odds options, all sorts of stuff here for today. Just a couple of quick reminders here. Remember, I talked about getaway day games, maybe it was 3 weeks ago or so now. These are, you know, sometimes different handicaps. You want to consider the fact that, you know, maybe starting catchers aren't going to be playing because they're playing a day game after a night game. Maybe it's a chance for the manager to kind of sneak a day off for some guys. That's definitely a possibility as we go throughout the season here. I wouldn't say we're in the dog days of summer by any means at this point as of yet, but you know, we've played about, 7 weeks or so of the Major League Baseball season. A lot of time left to go. Sometimes in these getaway day games, managers will kind of steal a day for some of their players. So keep that in mind. And then also some teams may be looking ahead to the end of a road trip, maybe looking ahead to a big series at home, something like that. There aren't a lot of situational betting opportunities when it comes to Major League Baseball, but getaway day games can be one of them. So that's something that you definitely want to factor into the equation. I'm not saying it has to keep you off of a bet or put you onto a bet, but just things that you want to keep in mind when you go through that handicapping process. And of course, the second thing, I just want to reiterate what I mentioned yesterday about interleague baseball and about some of these games where you've got these teams that don't really see each other very often. The teams that are more advanced, more savvy analytically, those are the teams that I think have an advantage in some of those games because their advanced scouting departments will be better. They probably have better messaging when it comes to, you know, expanding upon data with their players. So we're going to have a lot of these interleague games as we go forward here throughout the course of the season. So that is something that you probably want to keep in mind. All right, let's take a look at the four games here across the National League and getting this podcast out maybe a little bit earlier. So that should allow me to be able to talk about just about all of the games that have some measure of interest, some measure of intrigue here for today. And What I want to start with, actually, the Reds in Colorado here, where you've got the Reds now a favorite based on some betting action we've seen in the marketplace this morning behind Graham Ashcraft. Austin Gomber getting the call here for Colorado. Gomber's allowed just 6 runs over his last 4 starts. So he's kind of settled in a little bit, despite the fact that he still has a 6.30 ERA and a 5.70 FIP. That being said, 3 of his last 4 starts, hard hit percentage of 50% or higher. So again, you want to apply context to looking at the game logs for these starting pitchers, because not all starts of 2 runs over 6 innings are created equal. Sometimes it was a really dominant start. Other times it was a start where maybe the batted ball fortunes were on the side of that pitcher and he still didn't locate super well, but you know, either got out of jams or, you know, the batted balls that were hit hard were hit at people. So you want to look at those game logs on a micro level, not just on a macro level, and say, oh man, you know, he's given up 6 runs in his last 4 starts. Obviously he's pitching really well. He's pitching better and the results are better. And there's probably been some regression to the mean with BABIP and left on base percentage and some of these other things. But also, if he's still allowing a lot of hard contact, that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be a reliable pitcher going forward. And maybe that's why the market kind of swinging a little bit here on Cincinnati behind Ashcraft as a bit of a fade of Austin Gomber. Washington and Miami, I don't really see a whole lot in the Phillies and Giants game, so I want to skip over that one in the interest of time here and get to Washington and Miami, because this is a really interesting game here, I think. You know, the Nationals came back yesterday, then wound up blowing the game, squandered an opportunity against a left-handed pitcher. They get Edward Cabrera here, and Edward Cabrera is a very difficult guy to handicap because over 48% of his plate appearances this season have ended in either a strikeout or a walk. 29.9% strikeout percentage, 18.3% walk rate. All of it leads to a 5.35 ERA and a 5 FIP. 79 plate appearances, ending in either a strikeout or a walk for this guy. So you never really know what you're going to get, but the walks haven't really hurt him because of the high strikeout rate. Also, when you're a guy who's wild like that, it's tough to center on the baseball. A lot of times offenses do struggle a bit. You know, you're in deeper counts. You've got to protect against some borderline pitches. You don't want to swing too early in the count and be aggressive because he can walk guys. It's almost the Robbie Ray theory when he was pitching for Arizona and he'd have like 11 strikeouts per 9 innings and 5.5 walks per 9 innings. And it's like most of his starts would be 2 solo homers, 5 walks, 10 strikeouts over 5 innings, but he'd wind up being effective. It's called being effectively wild, essentially, and that's what, to some degree, Cabrera has been. Still has the high ERA, but it's like guys are hitting him all that hard or anything like that. So he's just a tough guy to kind of handicap, and there are several of those guys here throughout Major League Baseball. Also, Cabrera is a guy who's better at home. 3.60 ERA at home, 5.22 on the road. Marlins Park does suppress offense, so that's something where if he does make a mistake with some guys on, maybe a ball dies in the outfield as opposed to carrying out on the road. But Mackenzie Gore is kind of a better version of Edward Cabrera. 51-21 strikeout to walk ratio in 8 starts. He's also only walked 7 guys in his last 4 starts. This is a really big developmental win for the Nationals with Gore. 3.29 ERA, 3.62 FIP. His BABIP's a little bit high at 3.47. His left on base percentage also a little bit high at 82.7%. So I will admit, I did think about the Nationals here today, and in fact, another game where we see some early money this morning coming in on Washington as this line's down to about a pick'em now across most of the market. So seems like some people thinking along the same lines as I was with Gore. I didn't get there and make a bet on the Nationals because they're so bad against righties, but Gore does seem to be a little bit more trustworthy than I kind of expected him to with this early start that he's had. The Brewers and the Cardinals, Corbin Burnes, Matthew Liberatore in this one. It's kind of amazing that Liberatore took so long to get called up because he's got a 3.13 ERA and a 3.69 FIP down in the minors here in 46 innings of work, 56 strikeouts against 17 walks. The Cardinals finally have a guy in this rotation who's got some upside potential. And Liberatore is a guy who did struggle in 34 2/3 last year when he got called up, 5.97 ERA, 5.02 FIP, but he's 23 years old. You know, he was still kind of developing his arsenal, still learning how to pitch against major league hitters, guys that have major league experience in AAA, all of that. So I think Liberatore is a really interesting guy to look at here. And of course, He's left-handed. And as we know, the Brewers 29th in weighted on base average against lefties, 77 WRC+. Of course, they found a way to win yesterday with our Cardinals run line play being the one of the three games that didn't come through for us. But this will be a good test for Liberatore to come back to the big leagues, face a lineup that he should match up well against. I'll be watching this one very closely for Liberatore's sake. And also, I mean, the Cardinals playing better despite yesterday's loss. The Cardinals definitely improving here of late. A couple of games I want to talk about quickly in the American League because I do have plays on two of them that I'll save for the end of the show. The Angels and the Orioles, Griffin Canning and Kyle Bradish in this one. And I want to mention Kyle Bradish because Eno Saris over at The Athletic wrote a piece prior to Bradish's last start saying that he was one of four pitchers who, from a stuff plus standpoint, which is a metric derived by Eno Saris and some of his friends in the analytics community, that Bradish is a guy who is pitching better than what his stats would indicate. And it's a little bit of a tough sell for me because Bradish has a 48.1% hard hit percentage on the season. 329 BABIP against, he certainly earned that. 456 ERA, 436 FIP. 32nd out of 203 pitchers with at least 20 innings in stuff plus for this season here. And it's not a be-all, end-all metric. And to be fair, I'm not as familiar with it as I am with a lot of the other analytics that I use. But I greatly respect Eno Saris. I think he's a brilliant analyst, and he does a really good job of conveying some advanced and difficult concepts to the average reader. And his stuff plus metric is treated, you know, with a lot of esteem. It's held in high regard out there in the analytics community. So we'll see if Bradish does end up kind of turning things around a little bit here. It is a tough draw against a pretty good Angels lineup that ranks in the top 10 against righties. So we'll see if these metrics do suggest some positive regression for him. But that's a guy that I'll be keeping an eye on, even though we're not really getting a whole lot of bargain prices on Baltimore at this point in time. The other game in the American League I don't have a play on that I want to get to, Yankees and Blue Jays here. So Aaron Judge accused of cheating on Monday. Yesterday, Domingo Germán gets ejected for using foreign substances. This is the second time that Germán has been scrutinized. Somehow didn't get ejected in his start against the Twins, where he threw five no-hit innings, but then gets tossed yesterday. I'm sure Rocco Baldelli super thrilled with how all that transpired. But you get Gerrit Cole today and Chris Bassett. And Gerrit Cole has been terrific. And honestly, this is a very tempting number to back Gerrit Cole. And furthermore, now seeing DraftKings at minus 110 both ways, most shops still have Cole as a slight favorite against the Blue Jays here. But Cole, 2.22 ERA, 3.09 FIP, 62 strikeouts, 18 walks. He's only given up four home runs, although all of them have come in his last two starts, both of those outings against Tampa Bay. So let's see what he does here with this Toronto lineup in a ballpark that, again, should be good for offense, but for the most part here so far, it really hasn't been. Cole's been great, and I, like I said, I think that carrot dangling there with him at minus 115, minus 110 in that range, probably pretty attractive to a lot of people. And also, one other thing about this matchup and Gerrit Cole specifically. So there's a phenomenon in the baseball betting markets that I call the ace bump, which is basically aces get bet up 20 to 25 cents for all of their starts, almost no matter what. At least that used to be the case. We've seen that happen a lot with Gerrit Cole, and we've seen that happen this season with Gerrit Cole. Today, we're not seeing that. And this line, in fact, actually going in the other direction. So, you know, line movements come in a variety of shapes and sizes. There are different reasons for each line movement. But when I see enough influential bettors going against an ace who has no discernible injury, no clear signs of regression, anything like that, that's a line move that really stands out to me. So this one said a lot with Gerrit Cole and Chris Bassett. And of course, Chris Bassett, 20 straight scoreless innings for him. He's been really good since a terrible first start of the season. There are some regression signs in his profile, though. Outside of that first start, 173 BABIP, 81.9% left on base percentage, 197 ERA with a 385 FIP. So Bassett is a guy I am looking to fade here in the near term, but just couldn't get there today with Gerrit Cole. Coming up after a short break, look at the Interleague card and my three plays for Wednesday here on VSiN Daily Baseball Bets.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com. Where America goes to hire.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi on a network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
All right, we're back here on VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe. Five-star reviews, very, very much appreciated here on the show. I'm going to skip over Rich Hill and Eduardo Rodriguez just in the sake of time, because that's an early game. Not a whole lot of lead time to discuss that one. But I did want to mention, this is the biggest favorite role for the Tigers since July 5th, 2017, if this holds at minus 170 or higher, kind of the consensus number in the marketplace. So just wanted to throw that out there, because I think that's a really interesting factoid about that game. Sonny Gray and Dustin May, a little matinee action here at Chavez Ravine. May and the Dodgers, $1.35, $1.40 favorite, total 8.5 for this one, which probably looks like a pretty high total given the numbers this season for Sonny Gray and Dustin May. Gray's got a 1.39 ERA with a 1.89 FIP. He's been phenomenal. And then Dustin May, 2.68 ERA, 3.37 FIP. This total is where it is because of the weather. 80 degrees at Chavez Ravine, winds blowing out a little bit. We'll see if both pitchers are able to navigate some good hitting conditions. But Sonny Gray, 55 strikeouts in his last seven starts. He's been really, really good for this Twins team. Of course, draws a top three offense against righties in the Dodgers. Wish I would have played Bailey Ober yesterday and the Twins, or at a minimum, played the under in that game. Lost opportunity. That's a tough thing to swallow, but at least, you know, kind of gives me a little bit of a silver lining that my process seems to still be okay, despite the rough run that I've talked about here throughout the week. But this is a really interesting game here, because, you know, you've got Dustin May, who isn't really striking anybody out. 32 strikeouts in 47 innings, but he's only allowed one home run and held the opposition to two or fewer runs in seven of his eight starts. Gray's been dominant, but with the strikeouts, the Dodgers do strike out because they draw a lot of walks, so they work a lot of deep counts, and Gray doesn't really walk too many guys. So interesting matchup here for the Dodgers, and also an interesting matchup for Gray to maybe get an idea of how things may go long term when he steps up in class a little bit. With that being said, a lot of bad offenses in the American League Central, so Gray could end up continuing with a lot of these strong numbers that he has. Also, something else to mention real quickly here about this one, and again, this is an early game, so hopefully you get to this part before this game goes off. But Sonny Gray is still sitting out there at 20-1 to win the Cy Young, and he is a guy, at least at DraftKings, you could shop around and probably find a better price. He is a guy where you worry about the durability, but if he goes out there and shoves today against the Dodgers, that's kind of a feather in his cap in terms of that Cy Young race. So maybe that's something I would kind of be considering a little bit here, especially because, as I said, when he's facing these AL Central teams, he should be able to pad his numbers a little bit. Braves and the Rangers, best pitching matchup of the day. Spencer Strider, Nate Eovaldi in this one. Braves, $1.50 favorite across most of the market. 7.5 the total for this one. This game got over yesterday for us. It took some late inning heroics in the eighth for that one to get over. I would not touch an over in this game with Strider and Eovaldi. Eovaldi, 270 ERA, 195 FIP, and 53 1/3. 56-8 strikeout to walk ratio on the season. He's only given up one home run as well. He's allowed a little bit of hard contact, but the thing about a guy like Eovaldi is his hard contact is going to be on the ground. So you don't necessarily worry as much about that, and you don't worry about that as much in a start against the Atlanta Braves either, because the Braves want to elevate the baseball, drive it for power. If they're hitting the ball on the ground, that's playing right into Eovaldi's hands. With that said, Eovaldi on the season, the Phillies, the Cubs, the Royals twice, Reds, the Yankees without Judge and Stanton, Angels, and Athletics. The Braves aren't as good against righties as they are against lefties, but a good test here for Nate Eovaldi. But the one thing I've talked about with the Braves, if you want to try to neutralize this Atlanta offense, the way to do it is with the strikeout. Eovaldi, 56 of those and 53 1/3. He can generate swing and miss, and we'll see if he generates it here today. Speaking of generating swing and miss, Spencer Strider, 79 strikeouts in 46 2/3 innings pitched, 251 ERA, 163 FIP, only 4 walks in his last 4 starts. So even that early season walk rate issue in the past behind him, look, I mean, this guy's on pace for over 300 strikeouts. He's off to a phenomenal start here this season. We'll see what the Rangers are able to do. They're a top offense against righties. They're a top offense at home against righties. So really good pitching matchup with two quality offenses here. A really good game there down in Arlington. Last game I don't have a play on, but I want to touch on quickly here. The Cubs and the Astros, Drew Smyly and JP France in this one. Smyly has been outstanding this year. 305 ERA, 357 FIP, 44 1/3 innings pitched, 38-10 strikeout to walk ratio. He's only allowed an average exit velocity of 85.1 miles per hour this season and a hard hit percentage of 28.6%. Both of those numbers will put him in probably the top 3% in terms of exit velocity and hard hit percentage. So when you look at him and his 238 batting average on balls in play, it probably won't stay that low. But when you're inducing that much weak contact, you have a really good chance at carrying, you know, a top 10 percentile BABIP, something like that. So that's something that you want to keep in mind. Again, I talked about degrees of regression, I think on Monday's show as part of the Monday mailbag, where you can see where regression will happen, but it's not always going to go to the full mean, and it's not always going to be super swift. It may be really gradual. So for Smyly, he's got a 202 BABIP outside of his first start of the season against the Reds, where, of course, the one start I think I was on him this year, and they wound up losing that game. But the thing for Smyly is that if you keep allowing all this weak contact with a pretty good defensive team behind you, you can carry a BABIP that is an outlier. So that's why I talked about the importance of context. You want to look for BABIP progression, but you also want to consider the contact management profile. If a guy has a 230 BABIP and his hard hit percentage is 45%, yeah, that's going to go up. See Shane Bieber yesterday. Bieber gave up 12 hits in yesterday's game, had like a 260 BABIP with a 48% hard hit percentage. Yeah, one of those starts was coming, and it did, and shame on me because I didn't fade him, despite the fact that I want to pretty much every time he's out there. But with Smyly, it's a 28.6% hard hit percentage and a 230 BABIP. So that's probably going to be a little bit more sustainable. So again, these stats are open to regression, but you want to look at the context surrounding them. For example, JP France, 156 batting average on balls in play through two starts, 100% left on base percentage because the only run that he's allowed was a solo home run, 33.3% hard hit percentage. The scouting report on him is that he's got a lot of deception in his profile, so he's a tough guy to pick up on. Maybe he's a guy that can't continue to carry a low BABIP, not a 156 by any means, but maybe something in the 250s or in the 260s where you're going to say, oh, that's 30 points below the league average, that he can't maintain that. Sure, he can. Some guys can, some guys can't. It's just a matter of looking at the additional layers of context that come into that. So didn't have a play in that game, but I did want to elaborate a little bit on those two pitchers. All right, so let's start with the games that I do have a play on here, and we start at Fenway Park. This number's gotten a little bit better since I posted the article, and again, a little bit of an earlier posting with the fact that I need to head out here. But Brian Baio and Marco Gonzalez in this matchup with the Mariners and the Red Sox, and Marco Gonzalez is just not a guy I like on the road. You know, this is a bad ballpark to be a pitch to contact guy. He's got 25 strikeouts and 36 and two thirds. He's, you know, pitched well for this season, I think, in a lot of respects. 34.7% hard hit percentage is good. However, it's up near 42% in his last three starts. So he's kind of losing that location a little bit. And for a guy like Gonzalez with limited margin for error, he needs to have his command. Also this season, the teams he's faced and their ranking against lefties by weighted on base average. Cleveland twice, who's 30th. Milwaukee is 29th. The Phillies are 24th. Tigers 21st. Blue Jays 18th. Astros 19th. So he hasn't faced a top half of the league weighted on base average against lefties. Well, the Red Sox are 11th. And furthermore, they're 4th at home at 365, trailing only the Nationals, Rays, and Braves. They're batting 296 as a team against lefties at home. So this is not a good matchup for Marco Gonzalez at all whatsoever. Last year, 80 innings on the road, 484 ERA, 562 FIP. At home in 103 innings, 358 ERA, 464 FIP. So this is a guy with some pretty significant home road splits, also stepping up in class against a much better lineup against lefties. Baio, look, he's not flawless. His profile is not all that great, but 11.5% swinging strike percentage. Mariners are third in strikeout rate against right-handed pitching on the season. The Red Sox are the second lowest in baseball at 19.2% in terms of league-wide strikeout percentage. So that's one where I think Boston has a big advantage in this game over Seattle. And Baio, to some degree, has an advantage over the Mariners because the Mariners are not that good of a team against righties. They have a 99 WRC+, a 308 WOBA, and he's faced teams like the Angels and the Blue Jays and the Braves, who are just much better lineups. That'll be, you know, part of the reason why he has a 501 ERA. So I laid the price with the Red Sox. It was actually $1.30 or $1.35 in the article. It's down to -125 in a lot of shops now. So I think it's a really good bet on the Red Sox today. We'll call it -135 because that was the article, but it's -125 out there in the betting markets. We'll bet on another Sox, pair of Sox today, we'll call it. This is the White Sox, Mike Clevinger against Peyton Battenfield in this one. Couple of things about this game. First, Jose Ramirez is on the bereavement list, so Cleveland is missing their best offensive player when they are objectively the worst offense in baseball. Second, Josh Naylor got hurt yesterday. He may not play tonight. If he doesn't play, Cleveland's missing two middle-of-the-order bats with a lineup that really can't do much of anything offensively. So that definitely helps with the profile for Mike Clevinger, who I don't love, but also he's a guy, 35.9% hard hit percentage on the season, inducing a lot of fly balls. The Guardians kind of need to spray the ball around, hit ground balls through the hole, all that kind of thing, because they don't drive anything for power. So, you know, Cleveland is missing two really key guys. Josh Bell and Stephen Kwan have been largely struggling. The catcher position is 0 for 40 in the month of May, which is not a typo. It's been bad. It's been really bad for this Guardians offense. And Peyton Battenfield gives up a ton of hard contact. In each of his six appearances, average exit velocity of at least 91.7 miles per hour, just doesn't have a whole lot of command, doesn't have a profile that I want to back here for this season. I think this should be his last start. I think his last start should have been his last start. Gavin Williams should be up. Maybe this will be the game that does it, but Battenfield allows a ton of hard contact, 50% hard hit rate, average exit velocity, 93.9 miles per hour, 13.6% barrel rate. The White Sox aren't a great offense, but Battenfield's not a great major league pitcher. So I think laying the price with the White Sox is fair today. Despite the line movement we've already seen, shop around. You can find -130, -135. It's -140 now at DraftKings. I apologize for that. -135 for the article. But I like the Red Sox and the White Sox today in American League play. And then lastly, a matinee in Oakland, Ryan Nelson and Luis Medina in this one. And look, I know playing overs at the Coliseum is dicey. We did see 17 runs scored in yesterday's game, but this is a day game. It'll be a little bit warmer. That marine air won't be as thick during the day. And these are just two not great pitchers. Ryan Nelson, 620 ERA, 507 FIP. He's given up seven homers, just 26 strikeouts, so a lot of pitch to contact stuff. Maybe he's gotten a little bit unlucky with a low left on base percentage, but he's a fringy Major League Baseball arm at this point. And Luis Medina probably isn't a Major League arm. A 743 ERA and a 638 FIP in 13.1 innings at AAA when he was called up. And he's allowed 11 runs on 13 hits and 11 innings at the big league level. So these are just two bad starters, a terrible Oakland bullpen. Also the Diamondbacks. Closer Andrew Chafin used four of the last 5 days. Miguel Castro, he'd be looking at 4 games in 6 days. Scott Magoo pitched 49 pitches yesterday. They had two other relievers throw 34 and 36. This Arizona bullpen is really gassed for this game. Oakland's bullpen sucks anyway, and it's just not deep, but they used several relievers as well. So this is one of those games where if the starters are bad, the managers are just going to leave them out there. And they're going to be like, you know what? You're going to get us through 80 pitches no matter how you do. And I think that could be the case here in this game. So over 9 at minus 120, I think 9.5, if you can find plus money or something like that, is a decent play here. Over 9 even money, over 9 plus 1.5, or over 9.5, excuse me, plus money, or even down to minus 105. I think over 9.5 is fair. But over 9, minus 120 was the play for the article. Line did move. I do apologize for that. The lines are current at time of posting. I think 9.5 is fine in this game as well. So Red Sox, White Sox over Diamondbacks and A's, the three plays here for today. Show ran longer than I had hoped, but hopefully you got a lot of good information out of it. We'll be back again tomorrow with another edition of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.